Hi, yo, what's up? I just want to ask you this question. How are you? Kumusta man ka? If wala'y nangutana ni mo that question, ani nga adlaw, this day, at this particular moment, let me be the one to ask you, kumusta man ka? Kumusta imuhang heart? Makaya pa ba sa imuhang mind? And I know there are times in our life na we just don't know what to do bito. We just don't know how to react, how to resolve all these problems that sometimes overwhelm us. Lisod, oy. Because I've been in that situation, pudba. Together with my family. And sometimes alone. The saddest part is alone. Kinabi tong, you just don't want other people nga makabalo si mong problema. Kay kabalo ka nga magproblema po sila. And masakitan ka nga makita ni mo sila nga problema. So you repress it. Or sometimes, ang kuno ni mo tanang problema kay para ikaw rin mag-suffer. And I know how you feel. And sometimes, kanang a feeling sometimes deteriorate our well-being. So you are feeling right now kung unsa man ang mga kasakit o kabugat sa mong kasing-kasing. I want you to navigate. In this episode, ato i-try yung navigate. What are the causes nito? Anong naamani sila? And how do we come up a possible solutions with this? Okay, being in that situation, guys, it's pretty heavy, no? And sometimes we are not aware, bito. Tungod sa ka-heavy sa situation, ma-blinded na dayon ta sa possible solutions with that, ana particularly. In this lifetime, manggod, as we try to observe this generation ba, gaka-advance ang technology, ang thinking sa human being, we don't anticipate po ang advancement sa disappointments, failures. Yeah. And mo na kung na-realize, guys, nga, yeah, daghantag possible success sa life, pero gaka-advance po ang possible feeling of failures and disappointments. And siguro kung wala'y nangutana ni mo karon nga adlaw, kumusta ka? Ako nalay mangutana ni mo, kumusta man ka? Na kung pwede pa lang, guys, pwede pa lang, I can talk to you for a while, freely. And I want you in this episode to free up your mind, close your eyes, and then think for a while ka nang just think freely. Let go of those painful heartaches and problems that keeps on bothering. So let's just free up on this episode, no? Ito sa tabuhian for a while. Then pangitaan na itong solution niya. Usahay, bitaw ka ng feeling ni mo ba nga mukalit rag kabugat bitoy mong kasing-kasing. And then there's a lump on your throat nga murag mubara bitaw niya, mura na rin kakahilakon. You don't know what to do on the situation. And then you just realize that unconsciously you are dropping your tears. And the moment that your tears bitaw nga naghilak na ka, dito pa ni mo ma-realize na di naman din ni mo kaya. And it's hard, honestly, it's hard. With all the pressures and expectations of society, and with all the heartbreaks, and with all the disappointments nga gipa-feel sa ubang tao sa atoa, handling all of them is hard. we will try to trace and locate, no? So if imuhang feeling bitaw karon heavy and dili na nimo kaya and you don't know what to do, feel free to cry. You can cry. It's not bad to cry, honestly. You know what's the best thing on earth that makes human as a human being? That's because you can cry. Ang abilidad sa tao nga mahilak. And tungod kay sa society gipa-project nila nung crying is showing weakness. Well, it's not. This is the moment nga pwede ka mahilak. If heavy na mo hang na feel, if grabe na mo hang problems, if na feel ni mo nga sometimes dili na ni mo kaya sa imong academics, yeah, maglisod kag handle sa imong family problems and financial problems, feel free to cry. That's the best thing nagigrant sa atoa, and we need to use it. We just need to use it and understand why humans can cry. Ang abilidad nga mohilak, nagpakita na siya, not a weakness, but rather a strength. Mo'y akong definition, guys. It is a strength. It means na you are recovering bitaw. The moment you cry, the moment you release this negative energy within you, you are strong enough to overcome. And you are healing slowly. There's a progress of healing. So kung imuhang gibati karon bitaw is heavy, I want you to put your hands bitaw sa imuhang chest and then just rub it. If maglisod ka ginhawa, inhale and exhale, and you can cry. This is the moment nga pwede nimo igawas tanan nimong kasakit sa kinabuhi. And if ever you are listening this outside of your house or in sa dagat or sa bukid or in a free space or sa imong room nga walay tao, you can scream as much as you want para ma-release ang imong pain bitaw. This is the best part, manggod. You know what, guys? Itong time bitaw nga me and my family faced a great challenge sa kinabuhi nga we thought maglisod na mig overcome, that's the moment na ninghilak yun ko bay. And ako as Von, as a man, I don't really cry. I show expression, but I don't really cry, particularly sa mga bugat nga moments. But that moment bitaw nga natandog yun akong kasing-kasing, kaya wala ko kabalo sa akong buhatan, I cried. And the moment nga nakahilak ko, nahuman kog hilak, natupan ako, na-realize, ni-clear up akong mind. And that's the moment I made a decision that okay, we will not settle on this. Ningkamot ta, nadili na ta maglisod mangitag kwarta, na moabot og ang adlaw bitaw nga sometimes we wish, manggod, the moment nga makakilak ta, the moment makapagawas na ta sa tong gibati, daghanding solution moabot ana. And that's the moment we make a decision, part of decision making, the best part to make a decision after crying. So that's the moment I decided, I will not settle for this. Ilisod ka yung situation, no? Kita ni mo yung family ba ng lisod? Manamaning kamot ta. Nabitong usahay, guys, nga mauro mag yun, no? There are different external factors ang makapabugat sa tong kasing-kasing. And that may be love or breakups. Kaduha, financial problems, academic problems, family problems, or any complex situations with other people or peers, and as well as the complex scenarios. Wala takabalo. So in that moment, bito nga matubang na to kada problema bito, dili day dapat na mo decide ana diretso guys, labi nagnadala pata sa tong emotions, labi naghilak pata ba. But it was like this: you can cry, you can get angry, you can be happy, you can make so much emotions as you can express them. But the moment you are done expressing all of those kinds of emotions, after that, that is the moment that you create and decide a strong decision. Don't ever decide na nadala pa kasi mong emotion. Okay, we are losing our objectivity ito on reaching the goal or resolving it in a manner that is moral and ethical and considering other factors without. So kaning episode guys, I don't have any topic, you know, but I just want to talk to you freely lang ba, na wala tayo giingon nga kan. Kaya usahay manggod ka nang makahilak na lang ta ba tungod sa problema bito sa kinabuhi, bugat ka tong kasing-kasing, o natakabalo, dili ta kadagan sa mga tao nga importante sa to, akay mahadlok po ta nga mapasa na to sa ilahang atong problema. And dili na siya salim yun. Nya luumon na lang bito ni. And then moabot ang time nga mubuto na lang din ka, you don't know how to handle it. So as much as possible, you can cry, you can express everything, but don't ever make a decision the moment you feel that particular emotion. Ay hat na pag after na anak. So how do we overcome these challenges? What are the different strategies that we can make? Siguro, upon having these different challenges, bito, lisud man kaayo ni siya i-maintain, but I can always say to please stay calm as much as possible. Pero the moment kaning adili na ni mo kaya, you can cry and express every emotions that you want. And after that, stay calm and create a decision. Mora na siya. Dali ra siya, no? Siguro sa ako. Sa ato, dali ra siya ingon, no? But we are in the moment, pitong ingana, maglisod na tag-handle. Pero, the good thing is, makaya na to siya. Makaya na to siya and it's possible. You know what? Isa po sa strategy, guys, on how do we overcome challenges, pito. Mas maayo na mo breakdown ka. Mas maayo nang muhilak. And feel na ganit ni mo, nabugat na and nagdako kay kag problema. Try to think of it nga those big problems nga naasa mo. Let's try to break it down bito. Mura siyag huge bito nga clay. Pero ang clay, gibuo naman gud na siyang mga small pieces. Ito, mura siyag Lego. Pasagi Lego. Lego is the best analogy or example. Lego, gibuo-buo nga Lego, it will become a big structure. But if you try to break it down, kanang Lego, mahimo siyang small pieces, di ba? And that's how we deal with the problem, di ay. We don't deal with the problem nga dakop siya. We need to break it down to see kung unsay mga possible di ay nga mga solution ani nila. So, ingani. For example, daghan kag bayron nun. Wa na ka naglibog, naka-overwhelm na ka kay nga nung daghan kag bayron nun sa eskwelahan, sa bayron nun sa balay, sa tubig, bayron nun sa kuryente. Why don't you try to think of it for a while? After ni mo cry, make decision din ka. You try to break it down, the bigger problems. So, unsa man jud ako mga bayron nun. Kung mahimo, maglista ka. Ilista ni mo tanan. Kabalo ka, guys. Pasimple ra na. I just want to share something. No? But the way my mom, even my parents, handle their money and even the financial problems that they have. Si mommy na dyan na siya yung notebook nga gamay bitaw. Note niya. Nga dadun-dadun niya bisagasa. And nakasulat dato tanang bayro nun, tanang incoming na mga incomes, kaya para ma-liquidate. So naaya siya yung liquidation ng notes. And dili, munang that is why si mommy usahay confident siya na mabayad, ma-anticipate niya ang mga bayro nun and ma-budgetan niya ang taro. So for example, daghan na kayo kag-bayro nun. Wakakabalo aha ka mangitag solusyon. Why don't you, bahalag wala patay pang bayad, why don't you try to break it down all of those ipang lista na tanang mga bayro nun ni mo, kuryente, tubig, anana. Then start to make a decision. Unsa may una ug pinaka possible na ko buhaton. Okay. Inga na. And then you'll see. You'll try to observe. Kani kay gamay ra kog pera noon ani. Kani akong unahon. Kung wala ko kakitag kwarta, aha ko pwede maka-income. So that was like inga na. And that's how my parents bitaw handle. I witness it, guys. Isa ko mismo. Sabi na mag-meeting among family when it comes to problem. Tipukon ko ni mommy, ni dad, ako, usahay akong sister, but usahay dili na maapilan akong manghod. Kami lang tulo. And then we talk about things, nga, mga problema sa balay, kaya para aware po ko. And that's how we deal with the problem. So break it down, all of those problems. Bigger problems, you try to break it down. Set goals. Establish a clear goal. Kani. Sa pag-overcome si mong challenge bito. What is your definition of success, Dai? I will try to ask you. If you're defining success nga achieving your goal, then try to set for that goal. Although feel ni mo nga layo kayo siya. Although at this moment, naapa siya sa unahang kilometros. But that does not mean na imposible siya. The moment you set goals on that particular problem on overcoming those challenges, naana ka sa first step. All you have to do is to put an effort to it. You just put time, attention, and kinanglan lang ni mo magets ang iyang dynamic. And I'm pretty sure makuha rin mo na ang goal. And as much as possible, I know na ay times atong life na we just want to be alone on facing those problems, guys. No? Kung mahimo, seek support, especially sa mga importante nga tao sa imuhang palibot. Tell them what is your problem. Okay, kanawang pagluom sa itong problema, guys. Wala may problema, but the thing is, maabot jud ang time nga mubuto ta. What I mean is, the more we suppress those kind of problems, the more we keep it to ourselves, the possibility of mag-burst out ito, everything, and having a breakdown is greater. So, it's better to seek for a support and find someone that you can talk to. The person that you can trust the most. So, yun nga na. Don't be afraid to reach out for the people and seek for help. And sometimes, kung the more bitaw discussan na to ng problema, guys, the more ni mo istoryahon sa ubang tao, the more siya mugaan si mo ang feeling bitaw. Kabantay mo na, di ba? Mugaan siya, hala. Ingani. For example, maglisod ko bayad ko rin, tibay. Aha ka ko kakitaan. The more ka mag-express imong na-feel sa mga nasaligan ni mga tao, the more mugaan ang imong huna-huna, di ba? The more mo open og mo widen up ang opportunities and the possibilities of help. So, siguro, on expressing our feelings, ingani ako na feel, ingani ang problema na ako, basing na ay makatabang. And then, here's the thing. The moment you try to open, share, and Gusto lang ni mo i-open ang mohang problem to other people. The good part of human being, guys, is they help each other. Naa-adyo yung mga importanteng tao sa mong kinabuhi nga mag-uul ka. Nag-gets ninyo? Naa-adyo yung mga tao sa inyong kinabuhi nga mag-uul sila nga mag-uul ka. So they will try to help you. They will also try to find solutions for you. And that's the good trait that the human being has. That's the best part. Kay kung naa kay masaligan ng mga tao, mutabang ng mga nasaligan ni mga tao nga unsa unto help you. At least to help you in small ways. All you have to do is to double your efforts and appreciate them. So wala siya, mura siya reciprocation. Tabangan kanila and ikaw, ma-appreciate ka sa ilahang ilahang offered help. And the best part, good guys, sa pag-overcome aning mga challenges, bitaw isa sa akong strategy, good guys, the moment gani nga malampasan ako ang kana nga failure, I learn from it. I try to understand the setbacks bitaw og failures kay mauning natural part on facing challenges. Instead bitaw nga you are dwelling on them, why don't you try to focus lang on learning from the experience to improve and to grow? Kay usahay the moment bitaw nga kaning failures and setbacks and all of the problems na ato ang nalampasan, ato to silang balikan ba? And the moment moatubang na punta atong problem bitaw, because there's a greater possibility ba yun nga mubalik ang problema, dili man ingani nga aspeto but in a different way. So nga na, even harder or sometimes less hard. So at least you have learnings from it. You have na kay mga instrumento ay na kay mga reserba nga bala ba, at least kabalo na ka kung asa nimo pasikot-sikuton. Yeah, solusyonan. And that's the best part. So what else? There are lots of possibilities, you know. Facing these challenges in a natural part of life, and overcoming them can lead to personal growth and development. By adopting a proactive and positive mindset lang, you can effectively navigate through difficult situations bitaw. And again, let me ask you this question. Kumusta man ka? Okay pa ba ka? I know it's hard for you to face all of those kinds of problems. I know it's hard na usahay wala tayo masampit niya. Importante nga tao bitaw. But let me tell you this thing, you know? Naagay times atong life na we need to face the problem alone. But don't ever forget those people who are willing to help you no matter what happened. Kay sana nagigift sa human being the trait of helping each other. Don't ever hesitate to tap someone and ask for help. Kay the more daghan ang nakahibalo sa mga problema, although na yung mga negative, naging na yung negative istorya, pero daghay tao nga willing mo tabang nimo. And I'm pretty sure because you are a good person. And I am very proud of you. Proud kayo ko nimo sa tanan nimong nalampasan ng mga problema, sa kasakit, kabugat sa dughan. Proud kayo ko nimo nga niabot kani nga time. Proud kayo ko nimo that you tried to find solutions in a way that sometimes it is impossible but you just made it possible. Proud kayo ko nimo sa mga gagmay nimong achievements. Proud kayo ko nimo nga napasar nimo ang some of your subjects, napasar nimo inyong quiz, and proud kayo ko nimo nga you learn from your failures. Proud kayo ko nimo nga you get something from the setbacks that you faced. Lastly, proud kayo ko nimo. Kay gi-treasure nimo imong life. Up until this time, you are surviving and you are still fighting. I know kaya nimo. Kaya ni nato. Karon pa baka mo suko na daghan kayo kag nalampasan. So all you have to do is to continue. Live the life that you want. Reach your dreams. Don't ever think what other people says. Okay? And I think basta kayo always remember that you are not a failure, Jun. You are not a failure for me. I'm very, very proud of you. For this episode, you can cry as much as you want. So please, ana lang ha. Sige. I think that's all, and God bless your heart. Mm-hmm.